It is 8:31 on this morning with Aaron Keck, 97.9 The Hill, and that means it is time for this week's Adopt-A-Pet. Each week we meet a different dog or cat that is looking for their forever home. And we'd like to take a minute to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, Orange County Animal Services, the Goat House Refuge, Independent Animal Rescue, Paws Forever, and our newest organization, Beautiful Together. And today we've got in studio Katie Poitras with Cattails Cat Cafe. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. And as we, oh, there we go. Yep. Monkey boy over here. Yeah, he just tried to climb up onto the desk with all the stuff, and
he's over here.
It didn't go well. Yeah, thank you for knocking that panel. I appreciate that. He's been exploring since you brought him out. How about, first off, before we get to our little furry friend over here, how about you tell everybody a little bit about Cattails Cat Cafe?
So Cattails, we've been operating for about four and a half years. We are closing in on 700 adoptions, probably sometime this month, hopefully. So it's been a really exciting time. We, our rescue partner is Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary, and they're amazing to work with. They have vets on staff and are just do a really thorough job sending us the healthiest kitties, and the cats, once they get to Cattails, are fully vetted and ready to be adopted. And so you make a reservation. We limit the number of people in the cat room at a time, so we do tend to stay pretty full. So of course we'll always take walk-ins if we have space, but that's pretty rare, so we definitely encourage reservations ahead of time.
All right, so now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about why we're all actually here. And I don't know where he is right now, but let's talk about the little cat you've brought in today.
Yeah, so this is Sam, and he's a beautiful tabby boy with big expressive eyes and clearly an adventurous boy. And don't you feel like he's almost a baby?
Oh, yeah.
Sam's actually 3 years old, believe it or not. But he spent the first, you know, 2.5 years of his life feeling really terrible. So one of our amazing medical fosters actually pulled him from one of the county shelters. He was very under the weather, couldn't breathe, all stopped up, had a bunch of upper respiratory type symptoms. And so when you are a unwell cat at a county shelter that's over capacity, you're usually first on the chopping block. So our medical foster just fell in love with him. He had his little legs sticking out of the cage saying, take me, take me. So she did. And she put him on a round of antibiotics, and that helped, but felt like there was maybe something else going on. So you might notice he walks with his head is a tiny bit tilted.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually thought maybe there was something neurological going on, but as it turns out, after getting him well and doing some x-rays, they discovered he had about a 2-inch polyp that was growing inside of his nasal cavity. So these are the things when you're in the cat world, that when you join the cat world, you think, how hard can it be? And every day you learn something new with these cats. But so he had just a growth that was non-cancerous, but it filled up his entire nasal cavity and almost, you know, down into his throat. So definitely was affecting his balance, and he couldn't breathe, and so he just felt bad. And so once that polyp came out, it was like a whole new life for him. So he is clearly making up for lost time, and he loves life. He loves exploring. I was just mentioning the whole way here in the car, he was purring up a storm, which is really unusual in the car. But yeah, he's couldn't be more fun. Loves people, loves to play, loves other cats. He's kind of a rough and tumble player with the other cats. So a family with lots of love to give and attention to give would be a great place for him. He would love another cat as long as the cat was down to roll around and tussle with him.
Always need someone else that's willing to roughhouse. Can't just be one side of it. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, he couldn't be any cuter. And as his body, his equilibrium kind of readjusts to not having that thing in his face, you know, likely pressing on his balance organs, he'll probably work out of this little head tilt. But honestly, it doesn't hold him back, and it gives him a lot of personality.
Yes, this is a absolutely gorgeous cat. And I even said when you first got him out, I'm like, his eyes are massive.
Yes.
Very big eyes on this cat, and they are gorgeous. So you can learn more about Sam and how you can bring him home by visiting the Bark Report on chapelboro.com. We will have him up later today, alongside, of course, this little conversation talking about him. And if someone is interested in adopting Sam, how would they go about that?
Best thing to do is make a reservation on our website and plan to come meet him and spend some time with him. That's the great thing about the Cat Cafe model, is that you get an hour just to hang out and see them when they're comfortable and relaxed and really get to know them. And of course, we spend all day, every day with them, so we know them really well. So we can guide you to a good fit if you don't think Sam's the one. We've got 11 others, but you can come spend one-on-one time with Sam and the others, and if you fall in love with him, you apply through the website of our rescue partner, which is Beautiful Together.
You've been listening to Adopt a Pet. Katie, thank you very much for bringing Sam in, and let's get him adopted if we can.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome. 8:37 here on the Hill.